Blog Talk Radio.
Give a little shout out. Hope we have sound here in California. I'm talking about praying for all of us, but praying for Rush Limbaugh, who announced yesterday about his problems. And we pray for him daily, like we did for Steve Scalise, until he no longer needs it, whether he be healed here on earth or healed in heaven. And we just pray he beats it here. Welcome to the show. Bill, you're on.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
All right. Oh, yeah. You know, you bring that prayer. I want to thank all the many, many people last week when I asked for prayer that
you betcha.
Voted out there. I have my wife in the hospital.
She's home
now. My mother's in the hospital. She's being diagnosed with some cancer in her lung right now. I don't know what that's going to lead to. But we just keep praying and hanging in there.
Yep.
The same for Rush. Rush has been
Amen.
A stalwart in the conservative movement for many years.
I know. I posted today.
It's a sad one.
I was crying. I posted today because Mark Stein was filming for Rush today, and he just directed us to RushLimbaugh.com. And you can go up on the top left, and it says Notes to Rush, and you can say whatever you want to him and his family. And you fill out your little form, make sure you put all the boxes in there with your email and everything else, at least a valid email, and they'll get it to him. And I did that today, and I put it on Facebook.
You know,
so hopefully people will go out and do that for him. I told him. I think you're a legend.
That's been the sadness of the weekend, that and coronavirus taking others, you know. We won't
right.
even go into that because I get all upset because I'm smart enough to know this is a man-made virus. It's a bioweapon.
Yep.
But how can you have the patent on something before anybody gets it?
You know, Bill, people do not realize just how evil that regime in China is. I mean, I'm serious. I can't say enough bad about that country. I can't.
It's not just – but, Linda, that's not just China. That's the WHO. That's the World Health Organization.
Oh, and
Gates. When the UN, who controls the WHO, the UN, when they got a depopulation agenda to get rid of 6 billion people, well, first you create a little virus, then you sell the antivirus so you can pile up the money before you UAs everybody.
Sick. Yeah. When you kept saying WHO, it's like, who's on first, these bastards? They think they're funny, right?
Well,
and
world,
I've been, like
world
I said, I've been praying for your family too, yeah.
Let's get on to the stuff right now. What about this caucus, Linda? What are your ideas about the caucus?
Well, here's my first thought. You just take a look at that group. You take a look at Donna Brazile, what's that idiot? Wasserman Schultz idiot thing from before. You take a look at the field. You take a look at the box of rocks Biden. You take a look at that bug-eyed pencil neck shift head. And you see incompetence. And you see incompetence in when they tried to run the healthcare thing on the website, which crashed the first couple of hours.
Oh, yeah.
Everything,
you know,
everything these people touch turns to marriage. Everything.
You notice what?
Yeah.
We've heard all about the mishaps at the caucus, but have you heard them talking about there was low voter Democrat turnout at the caucus?
No, of course not. They're not going to tell you that.
Well, you
and they're not going to.
You can check with the AP. There's been articles on other networks. Even NBC did something about it. But apparently, they're not reaching their 2016, what they did in 2016 in the Iowa caucus. The Democrats aren't. And it's looking like it's going to be
Trump
a landslide the likes the country's never seen.
Exactly.
You take into account that 15% of the people showing up at the Trump rallies are Democrats.
Oh, my God. And he got 97% or higher for the whole – I mean, the whole thing is just – and
yes,
it was Mark Meadows who was talking to Hannity, and because I heard the whole story on Hannity, and he said – Mark says, you know, it's on the air, and he says, this place is packed, and Sean says, are you talking about – the Iowa caucuses for the crazies on the left. And he says, no, I'm at the Republican one. This place is wall-to-wall people. I mean, it was, like, so amazing. And, like, oh, my God,
yeah.
Nobody's going to tell you this stuff, Bill. No, not the lame brains. They're not going to tell you.
Here's one of the biggest takeaways I got from looking at all the data is first-time voters, right?
Right.
Dropped way off from 2016. 2016, the Iowa caucus had 57% of first-time voters. This time, it's like 29% less. So the young ones aren't going for it. The young ones aren't going for it. We're seeing them waking up everywhere and leaving the party. I don't know how many times. I see somebody wearing a shirt that says, I was a Democrat, now I'm a Trumper.
You got it. I know.
Part of their lives.
Yeah, when you got... I don't know how anybody could proudly call himself a Schiff supporter.
this guy does not have
the mental capacity to be sitting in intelligence of anything.
He needs to be in a straitjacket. Let me tell you something. When you have people on Jeopardy who do not know who this man is, this tells you – see, these guys are so full of themselves and full of everything else, and you know what I'm talking about.
That's like the caucus. Voters are voting, then they find out Pete Buttleg is gay, and they want to change their votes.
Oh my God! You mean they didn't know? How can they not? Oh my God! Oh my God!
You got. I don't know how to. I don't have no other way to say it, but you got liberal propaganda, lying media. They'll make up anything. They'll tell you lies.
Jesus.
I thought it was so cool when Trump told CNN to take a hike.
Well, you know, he's fed up with the whole thing. Look,
I have this new system here where, what is it?
Wi-Fi, yeah.
I use the Wi-Fi, and you'd be amazed how many conservative places is out there. And talking, it's amazing. It's amazing. And the Dem sites have the same two or three talking points. It's like they got to get together to know what to talk about.
Well, have you ever seen, when you look at CNN.
You want to know the deepness of things? Go to Dan Bongino and view on YouTube and view his last 7 shows. And if that don't scare the hell out of you, if that don't wake you up.
Right.
You know, and he's not the only one out there that's doing these things. You know,
I know.
I love this fact. I love this fact because here in my state, you got all these idiots. Anytime a conservative congressman or senator posts, they're attacked. You know, and I just put on the guy on my senator's site, it's not like any of these people voted for you to begin with. Don't worry about them.
Yeah, you know. When you look at the CNN people, I mean, have you seen a dumber group than Don Lemon and Stelter and the whole lot of them? That Chuck Todd, oh my God! And what's the other clown?
Linda, who was the highest paid person at CNN last year?
I don't remember.
Adam Sandler.
Oh, real? Okay, I didn't know that. But anyway, and then you've got the PMS LSD lineup.
Defense has a lawsuit against CNN for another $50 million. And then you've got about 14, 15 other lawsuits coming against CNN. I look for CNN to be bankrupt in a year.
I hope so. You know, the only dumber people are like Box of Rocks, Biden, and then you've got Bernie the Red, who just mumbles, you
Bernie,
know, all his Marxist claptrap.
I don't get these people. If you listen to Bernie and you had a mind at all, you would understand what Bernie proposes is poverty for everybody, destroy the economy, destroy the worth of the value of the American dollar to where you got to have a wheelbarrow to buy a gallon of gas, take
well,
away
yeah,
all your rights, put the government in control of energy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We'll be free from
yeah,
the debt.
Yeah, how much of that will be skimmed off and into your pockets, Bernie?
Well, you know,
Bernie
here's the other part about
it. All Bernie cares about is the money he gets at the end of all of it.
Well, here's the other part. The other part of the exposés. When you talk about Dan Bongino, I love him. You got Project Veritas with James O'Keefe. And then you've got, I'm going to order this book. I might even do it today. It's called Profiles in Corruption by Peter Schweitzer. He doesn't just do a chapter. He doesn't just do a chapter on Biden. He does one on Bernie too. So I am really ready to get this book so that I can start explaining
anybody,
and educating to people.
I said, Linda, anybody who had a rational, functioning brain that could add would realize Bernie cannot pay for everything he's promising you for free. Bernie
Nobody
will turn
can.
You into, Bernie will turn the corrupt the entire country into the ghettos of San Francisco.
Well, you know what? Here's the deal.
Crime will go crazy under Bernie.
Here's, what,
there'll
here's
be
all
more
you
got to
do.
There'll be more crimes. The country will be invaded. You know, Bernie is.
Here's the other thing. Here's the other thing you got to talk about, pseudo crony capitalist Bernie, because he's skimmed off apparently a lot of money out of Ukraine, too, and other countries with their money laundering schemes and their deep state nonsense. That's why they hated the fact that he got elected, because all this crap was going to come out, and they would have buried this. None of us would have known this,
well,
Bill.
You know, Linda, the entire time we've been doing this show, I've been saying we need to be able to see what our elected are invested in and who their investment partners are.
Well, we know now. It's all overseas.
I've been saying this. And I don't know why more people don't catch on to what I'm saying. Your elected have been using you for a slush fund to fill their own pockets for generations.
By the millions. Yeah, that's how Barry got his.
Well, it's not just on the federal level. It's on the state level. It's on the local level.
Oh, I know. Because people aren't paying attention. They watch the Super Bowl with some bro who's 50 years old grabbing her crotch. You know, she looks great, but that was not appropriate for children. You know, I talked about this, too, on Facebook. I said this is not appropriate for television, for young kids and all the rest of it. And they're classless. They don't know how to obviously put on a real show like we did when I was in Japan. And I'll tell you something.
I didn't watch. I don't feel like I missed anything. And
here's the deal.
From everything I read, a lot of people were offended.
Here's the deal.
You know,
I wasn't offended
now,
for
if
me
something
because
happened and the left would have been offended. Oh hell, we'd never be hearing the end of it.
Well,
when moral, good, honest people are offended, that's okay. That's okay.
Well,
you know,
the other part,
I can't say I'm up on any of these people because I've never owned anything they ever did, any of them.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm an ex-professional dancer. I was in Japan. We had all adult audiences. It was like taking a small slice of Vegas and shipping it over there. Now, when you're in Las Vegas in those shows where they go topless, you have to be 18 to get in there, or 21. I'm probably 21. You can't just bring kids in there, okay? So that's fine. But the thing there, most of those shows, they're classy, they know how to dance, and they're not grabbing their crotches. The kind of work I did when I was overseas, because we showed a hell of a lot more than JoJo did, but we did it with class, and we were a lot more technical.
Well,
we were when we did it, and it was an adult audience, which is fine. I'm not a prude.
There's a difference, but there is a big difference between dancing, Linda, and gyrating like you're having sex,
like you're a hooker. Yeah, I know. And dancing on a pole. I agree. I totally agree. I think it was. I posted all that shit on my friend Heather's post when she first talked about it. And I said, you know, and she liked my comment because I explained. I said, when we did it, like I said, it was classy. We were well trained. You know, these people were just gyrating like they were on the street corner, you know, in Pretty Woman, for crying out loud.
I like to throw things out there, like, you know, it's about singing and stuff. You know, the number one female artist whose voice has been on more hits than any other woman never did it by showing her body. She just did it by her voice. And that's a lady named Stevie Nicks. Yeah,
that's
never
one of them. There's
never
a whole bunch of them like that. You know who else?
Oh, yes, there is. I got to tell you. I could name.
You know who my favorite was back in the day when I was growing up? Gracie Slick, Jefferson Airplane.
Yes, Gracie.
That woman could sing.
That woman could sing.
Yep. Well, you know, I'll tell you who I like, and she's not even she's on only usually R&B and classical R&B, and that's Anita Baker. That chick's got a voice. And she doesn't work anymore because she retired and got married and did all these things, but I have most of her albums.
You know,
that woman
is
a songstress.
I had a ton of Aretha Franklin music. I just loved her voice. And people don't understand, you know, Aretha, it was about the voice. That was true talent. It wasn't look at my body, buy my music. No, it was true talent. Listen to my voice. And
well, you know,
that is class where you can
many
tell
class,
your
yeah.
voice. When you
there was
tell
a ton
your voice,
of like
but not your body.
There was a lot of them like that. Back in the day, way back, Ella Fitzgerald, she was a national treasure. And I mean, we could go on because there's beautiful talent out there. And
I never saw Whitney Houston looking like a tramp.
You know what? That woman, honey, that woman could sing like an angel. Unfortunately, she was married to some clown.
Lord, she had the boy. She had a boy.
Oh my God, she was so talented. What a gift. You know, and it's sad what happened to her because others didn't. That didn't happen to you know who were coming from gospel singing, but she got in with the wrong crowd, and it's hard to break away. I mean, look what happened to Prince and Michael. I mean, all of them. They got into this drug so heavily. It's just, and Elvis, all of them. It's very, very sad. You know, I just like I said. I'm glad that the Chiefs won
you're
anyway.
Bringing up the drug thing there. The deaths from opioids is down. Life expectancy has increased.
Good.
My Lord. If we were to sit here and start naming Trump's accomplishments, we wouldn't have enough time.
Oh, my God.
You're right. In my 60-plus years of life, I have never seen a president do so much in short a time with no help. Not one iota of help from the other side. Matter of fact, if this next election, Trump should run on, what have the Democrats done the last 4 years for you?
He will. Oh, wait. You know what? I can hardly wait for tonight. I got.
The Democrats and all these leftists are never going to get it.
Well, yeah,
you are messing with something that you have no concept of the depth of power that's backing Trump.
Right.
You know.
Well, they don't like Christ though. That's why, because they serve his adversary. Come on. Yeah, look what they do. They're all in cahoots together.
That's because it's all about me. It's all about me. Don't call it the Me Too movement. It's all about me.
I know. But you know what? I got some really good insight. I got some really good insight when I finished. I started from scratch. It was 12 different ones. Hillsdale College. It was called Constitution 101. And let me tell you, it's free. It's worth it. You take it a year. Pace. You can quiz yourself at the end. It is phenomenal. They talked about slavery. They talked about the secession. They talked about the founding. They talked about how they came to the conclusions of these things about, they didn't go into impeachment, but they went into, I mean, they went into the progressive era. They went into the new left of the 1965 era. They went into it all. It was, they went into the administrative or deep state. It was like listening to Rush and Mark. All it was fabulous. Absolutely. I highly recommend it.
I loved it the other day because you said something about the impeachment there. The other day, someone says if Biden wins, we'll impeach him right away for quid pro quo. We got him on video.
Well, he's not going to – look, he's not going
to – Yeah. Well, they're going to be – they're opening up investigations into this now. And I'm like, now? Where the hell have you been?
Yeah, I know.
People talk about Maria Yanovich. They said, oh, well, she's retiring. I said, she's not retiring. She's hiding. Because at the same time Biden was blocking an investigation into Burisma, she was blocking an investigation into Antac, which was a George Soros deal.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Like I said, I think that new book that I'm going to get is going to tell a lot.
Both of them were working for Obama. Both of them were working for Obama. Yanovich and Biden. And both of them were trying to block investigations into corruption involving energy companies. Two different companies.
So here's my take on a lot of this right now. Okay? When that idiot, there was several of them, but Rachel Maddow was one of them, and idiot Pig Lacy, who's got so much Botox and vodka in her brain, she doesn't know what the hell she's doing. They're all talking about, well, all roads lead to Putin. No, all roads lead to Obama, because that's where this started from, and you damn well know it.
Thank you, Linda, because I've been trying to tell people that for a while. Why do you think the Democrats are trying to keep making him the bad guy? Because they are scared to death that Trump and Putin will sit down and come to some kind of agreements that will benefit both Russia, the United States, and the world. Both Putin doesn't want a one-world order no more than Trump does, no more than we do.
Although,
if there was a one-world order, they would push Vlad out. He ain't going to let that happen.
Here's my thing about Vlad. I know how you feel about him against the New World Order, but let me tell you, he is out for himself. This man is a thug.
You can't name me the leader of any country pretty much that's not out for themselves.
Well, but I'm talking big time out for himself.
I talk to people in Russia, and according to them, their life is better than it ever was.
Do you want to know how he has $40 million? He stole it from his own people. The man is a murderous thug. He will kill you just like Stalin did.
Obama got all his money.
I know. Oh, I know where he got his. He got it from Soros. He got it from ill-gotten gains. He had insider trading, and he was probably number one over there in Ukraine and all those other weird places like Croatia and who the hell, wherever else they're money laundering stuff. And that's why he doesn't want – that's why he probably wasn't backing Biden, because if Biden gets on the stage up against Trump, the shit's going to hit the fan, and royally. We know this.
Well, I don't see any of them getting on stage and being able to compete with Trump on stage.
No way.
I just
no
don't.
Way. No way. Not even Michelle O'Malley. Not even the Sasquatch himself, whatever it is.
That would be the final nail in Hillary. I believe because to lose again, knowing you're never going to have another chance, knowing your life's dream and goal is dead.
Oh, she'd be over three.
She would probably go downhill so fast it wouldn't be funny.
I'll tell you what.
If I was A.G. Barr, I would take Bill Clinton and tell him, I'll give you immunity, Bill. You give me all the stuff on the rest of them.
Yeah, well, he's not going to – look, they're not going to turn on each other just like, Epstein hang himself.
Oh, when it starts to hit, you watch them. They'll either flee or turn on each other.
Yeah, they'll flee because they got the bucks to do it, the schmucks. And you know what? Then Trump should exile them from the United States.
We've got the people to hunt them down, too.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
I was part of a crew, and that's the kind of stuff we did.
All right, baby.
We would hunt you down and nab you, or we'd hunt you down and leave you there.
There you go. Never to be seen again.
called,
I understand.
It's called an assault squad. It's called an assault squad. Army Rangers
like
know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I, you know, because when you, the things you talked to me about in private, things you showed me and stuff, I mean, I can't say it too much to anybody because some people who have that kind of international knowledge think I have to go register myself as a lethal weapon, but I don't because I'm not that good. But, you know, except the ones I can hold in my hand, which I'm good at. I like to go to the range again now that my
I have
getting a little bit better.
I at one time had a problem with that. They arrested me and wondering should they charge me with this or that or this or that.
Right.
But if you talk to the cops that really knew me, they'd have told you Bill never started nothing. He was just good at finishing it.
You know what? That's called self-defense, Bill, and it's part of the Constitution. Let me tell you. Oh, actually, it's the Declaration of Independence.
You know, I don't look to harm anybody. I don't want to
no.
see none of these Democrats harmed. I want to see every one of them put into a prison so they can live the life that they've been trying to get the less of.
Exactly.
Every minute of their day is controlled. Where they're told what they can and can't do, what they can and can't have. You know, all these things. It's just ridiculous. If they're not listed as a terrorist organization, the stunt they pulled in New York the other night, they should be.
Now, what I missed that. What was going on in New York?
They jumped into the subways. They were jumping over the turnstiles and all this.
Oh,
and
yeah,
that.
I saw. Okay.
Yeah, they want all the riding on the subways to be free.
Oh, Jesus.
You know,
yeah, free everything. You know, it's
you
sick.
Don't get it. When Bernie tells you free, it means he's going to put the burden of paying the bill on someone else.
Huge. And it's going to be huge. And it's not going to be good.
He's not forgiving college debt. He's putting it on everybody else.
I went to college. Right.
I went to college. I had one small college loan. That was my second time in. One small college loan. I paid it all. The first time I went to college, I went on scholarships. And, you know, college is free if you work your ass off and make the grades to get there. You can get there.
Exactly.
And
so
how much
desire?
You got to have desire, Linda. And that's what I see lacking in our youth today. To be successful. Lacking the desire to put out an effort in life.
Well,
lacking
no,
the
because
desire
they all,
to commit to relationships and stuff. It's all crazy.
You know why? Because they've been getting I showed up trophies since they're 5 years old. This is the bull crap that's been going on the left coast, and you know it permeates the rest of the country anytime it can. The other thing, you know, when you talked about nobody can pay for what Bernie wants, well, I'll tell you, if you like numbers, and I know you do, if you want to argue with these clowns, you explain to them, Bernie couldn't pay for it, the whole United States couldn't pay for it, and explain how rich the Rothschilds are, not that they would give it to us, but they couldn't pay for it. This is ridiculous. You know, just explain to them what.
They don't understand. You can only take everything away from the wealthy one time. After that, you're broke.
Then you're screwed. You are screwed, blued, and tattooed, and
y'all
know what that is.
I guarantee you, George Soros would have Bernie killed before Bernie touched his wealth.
I'm sure. But, you know, the old one, he's getting ready to go be cast into the hellfire. Now, let's go back,
try to touch the Clintons' wealth and see what happens.
Yeah, no. Well, try to go into a courtroom and testify against the bastards and you wind up like Epstein. Well, and what's his face? The guy from back in the day, you know what I'm talking about. I can't remember his name. Anyway, I had too many. Seth Rich, the other one, the first one back in Whitewater, or what? Back when they were governor.
In Whitewater, there was like, oh my God, it was a slew of people ended up dead.
Oh my God.
Weird accident.
Stopped.
And everything,
no.
You know. And they locked John Gotti up. They should apologize to his family.
Well, I don't, you know, I'm not happy about people like Gotti. Come on, look at the blood on his hands. But
nine people.
Sure as hell does not
excuse me. That's what he was convicted of, Linda. Nine people. Gotti was convicted of nine people. They couldn't get him on nothing else. They had to throw his lawyer off the case because he beat him every time.
Yeah.
So they had to block him from being on the case because he was too good with the law.
Yeah.
But then, when they did get him, the guy who actually did the killing, pulled the trigger, is the guy who testified against him to put him away. That guy went into witness protection, and John Gotti went to prison with silk sheets, the refrigerator full of wine, his mama coming in to cook for him every day. Huh?
You know, when you talk about the field of demons, and that's basically what it is, of the other side, which are all commies, I mean, the masks have been off for, what, 3 or 4 years now. We know what they are, who they are. But when you talked about the accomplishments of Donald Trump, I mean, just to give you a couple, you talk about the prison reform thing and the black lady that was let out after 21 years, and she's doing great works. And you look at the Jerusalem situation, the Capitol was moved there, the embassy recognized there, the embassy was moved there, and he got it done so quickly. I think it was in 3 months and way under budget. He has protected the Golan Heights. He has made deals now in the Middle East. He's made deals with China. He's admonishing Iran. He's got Iran almost bankrupt at this point. He's got deals going on that are fabulous. There's a lot of things I disagree with, and I've told him that, and I've said stuff at the White House.
Like he put out that Middle East peace plan. Palestinians rejected it, but 23 other countries thought it was awesome.
Yep, absolutely, including me. And so, you know, we know about the economic accomplishments. We know about the stock market. We know about people happy. We see the crowds, 150,000 people in New Jersey. Are you serious? He's going to win. Like you said, it's going to blow their minds. You guys better lock and load because the left is going to go nuts. But I will tell you.
Well, they're going to do that, but it'll be a short time because they're going to quickly realize just how bad they are outnumbered.
Here's the thing. I don't think it'll come to that.
They'll either go
into
hiding or die.
Here's the thing, Bill. Here's the thing. When he's reelected, this man is the commander-in-chief. He will put down the insurrection, and he'll put it down quickly because he's not stupid. He didn't get to where he is by being stupid, Bill. And you know he knows more about the Constitution now than he did when he first started. So he will put down the insurrection.
And I got to say this.
Quickly.
I got to say this. In my area here, I'm not going to do this very often, understand, but I'm going to give kudos to our sheriff, Rick Myers, because he said when it comes to that Second Amendment, ain't no way he will not participate in trying to disarm the public.
Right, right. You know,
him and his staff will not do it. Matter of fact, they will defend us.
You know, there's no time limit. There's no expiration date on that oath of office to defend the Constitution, Bill, and you know that. I've read this several times on Facebook with my people, Jeff Schwilk. I think some of you guys know all my peeps, Pat Hilty, all these guys. Heather gets in there, Sandy Schultz, all the wonderful people out there, Ken Taylor, all of our folks. You know, we got a great group.
Any veteran out there, any cop out there, we all swore an oath. And like you said,
Linda,
that oath doesn't have an expiration date.
You're damn right it don't.
If it would save my country, I would gladly give my life. That's how much I love it. That's how much I love it.
Well, I love liberty. I love the idea of this America, what those guys went through. They went through 8.5 years, Bill, to get away from King George. They went through 4 months of there was no air conditioning back then in Philadelphia when they put that constitution together. I'm sure that there had to be some kind of perfume from France brought back by Franklin or Jefferson to get that room smelling good. But they went through it, Bill. They went through the freaking Federalist Papers. They were doing everything. They were backwards. They didn't have a real country until everybody signed on, and that's how come that Bill of Rights got down. And I'll tell you the story on that one.
When did reading get to be so complicated that Democrats can't do it? Every time they read something, they change the meaning of what they read. They can't get this plus. They can't count these votes right because they're using Common Core math.
This is Alinsky. This is progressive projection.
The Democrat establishment is run by a bunch of wealthy people. Zuckerberg, Soros, Gates, all these people. And when Bernie starts talking about touching their wealth, well, they're not going to let Bernie win. It just ain't going to happen. I've tried
right.
telling Bernie supporters this for a while. You've seen me post it. You're being played, Bernie. You're being played.
Ooh,
but Bernie don't care. You don't hear Bernie griping because Bernie knows he's going to get a big payoff in the end.
Here's the deal. There's so much to be said for, you know, learning. The reason that they do what they do is because there's Alinsky, there's projectionism, which is, it comes from the old psychological nonsense from, what was the guy's name? Not Young, but the other one. You know what I'm talking about. They're all Fabian socialist assholes. And they're all Darwin, the rest of them.
The most famous, the most realistic thing I ever heard any psychiatrist say was that who's to say what's normal, because what's normal in the eyes of one person is not normal in the other. The other thing is this, that every psychiatrist or psychologist there's ever been needs one.
Well, my dad couldn't stand them because he knew how stupid they were. But I'll tell you what absolute truth comes. The absolute truth comes from the Bible and God. You know this. And this is why when John Locke talks about natural law, nature's God, and when you talk about self-evident truths in the Declaration, that's where this comes from. Do you know that when they did that whole thing on the Constitution and the Declaration, besides going to Plato or to Cicero or to Aristotle or to any of these fabulous people or John Locke, they cited the Bible more times than any other reference in history to any great thinker. They went to that first.
You know, for Chad and I, it gets very personal. Our ancestors were the first ones to bring the Christian here. The ones that translated the Bible was run out of Europe pretty much.
Right.
Came here, built the first Christian church, and they went across the country spreading God's word. And, you know, that's a large thing to me and Chad. We're proud of that. We're proud of our ancestors. And we hope to carry on that same thing.
Yep.
And we're constantly talking to people about God. Because, you know, you got to have a strong foundation for a life. In life, you build your foundation around God, a solid foundation. You don't build it from the top down. You build it from the bottom up. And that's the problem I see with the Democrats. They try to build from the top down. And it doesn't work.
They're crazy, but you know. And then there was a Mark show yesterday, and he had these liberal callers because he wanted to talk about Bernie supporters, and he had one or two that he had to literally hang up on because they were such jerks, but definite trolls, you know. But he had two of them. They were young college people talking about college debt and other things. He held them both over on different times, and he actually got through to them, and he sent one person, Rediscovering Americanism, which was amazing about progressivism and our founding and the diametric opposition of each. And he sent the other one, who was a young guy, actually probably still in college or maybe just got out, he sent him Plunder and Deceit, which was written for young people and millennials to understand what they're doing to you and how you are going to pay for our sins of letting Medicare and Social Security go the way it's going because of the administrative state and the bullcrap, the republics,
you know,
and the rest. You know what I'm saying?
One of the best ways to wake up a young person is to show them the UN's depopulation agenda. And when they come to grips with that, out of every three friends they have, two of them will be eliminated.
Yeah. There's another one. Just show them a pay stub. Show them how much is taken from you. And then show them how much you don't get back. Show them how they steal it. Tell them about
That's where I fail to understand people that vote for Democrats. What Bernie's proposing is you're going to work for a dollar, you're going to get 25 cents, and the rest of it's going to go in taxes. To support illegals and to support free college. And to support blah, blah, blah. I mean, there's no amount of money. Bernie, you want to see a GDP drop below zero, Bernie's it.
You know,
you got to look at that GDP. Where is it pretty much stayed around that never was hit by Obama?
Yeah, look, when you talk about what the idiots, the taxation and all these things, when you look at, like, he always throws Sweden and Denmark. Well, the tiny population of these small countries is one thing. the fact that they have health care and they've got, what, 5 million people in the whole damn country, maybe 10, I don't know what their population is, but it's tiny. And they pay 71% income tax. Maybe they're happy with that, but it would not work here, and we know this. We have 320 million people over a huge – how many millions of square miles do we have in – or thousands of square miles do we have in this country? It's ridiculous. It's never worked. I mean, look at the size of Russia. It worked there. Oh, you ask the Ukrainian and see how they tell you.
If it had worked in Russia, you wouldn't have been seeing Russia in the last 14 years turning into a, you know, free enterprise.
Well,
capitalism.
Quasi.
They're turning to capitalism because they realize that's where profits and money is at.
And they were sick of not having toilet paper like Venezuela. Yeah, I get it.
Exactly.
And food. The whole thing, and you know where this goes. So I just, you know, like I said, I'm thankful Jolene's home. I just hope everybody there's good. How many people you got in the living room? I only got 4 minutes left.
I'm sitting in the kitchen, and I got five people sitting here.
Awesome. Praise the Lord. I don't have anybody calling in. I have no one in chat. You know, Yola goes to bed early.
It's in the archives. To me, that's archiving that we were fighting.
Yeah,
and you know what? The thing is, if you
Linda, I call into all kinds of radio shows, Chad, I tell you, I'm on all kinds of places.
Good.
It's the only thing I can really do, and some things this when the spring hits and stuff this year. There's about two rallies being planned, and I'm hoping that I'm just going to take my phone and go to the rally and do a live show.
Yeah. Oh my God. Be great. You know, the other thing, thank God Jolene's back home. I'm just praying for all you guys. I'm praying for your mom, praying for Rush and all my family, you know, everybody that needs it. Lord knows their names. So I pray morning and night for everybody. So I think we need to do those things. I think that's remember when
yes,
Steve Scalise, you know,
should start and end their day with prayer.
Yeah. And the other thing, back in the day, remember when Steve Scalise got shot? He's still in therapy, but he's doing great. I know. I prayed morning and night for that man until he was completely out of the woods. And I know a lot of people did that too. You know, the whole country was praying for him. It
right.
works, Bill. It
yes.
works.
And I just watched him yesterday talking about, you know, the Democrats don't know how stupid they look. Now you look, Susan Collins.
They're idiots.
Susan Collins, isn't it? She's already backed out and said she will not vote for impeachment.
Well, she's
so now,
neither one Murkowski.
The only Republican left that has not backed out is
Mitt
Romney.
Mitt for brains, yeah, that little piece of schmuck.
Yeah,
what
did he
call himself?
I can't remember
Pierre
Delecto,
that piece of crap. Remember?
You know,
remember
problems in Utah because they're putting in a bill to recall him.
Good. You remember what Tom Golden, he's alive, told his son Ron, our friend? Remember, he's a Mormon. Talking about
that always sticks in my mind. And when I have an argument, with them, I always go to the last page of the Bible and show them if it ain't in the book, it don't count.
Kiddo, I got less than 60 seconds. Hi, Chad. Love to you all. Love to Jolene, everybody. See you next week. I'm going to go watch the State of the Union. I'm going to cook for my friend. We're going to play some music, and God bless and love all y'all.
God bless.
Night.
Night.
Home heaven.
the archive in here, whatever. See you next week. God bless. Have a great night.
Well, if friends with